Welcome to the Fulham on the Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 6:47 Greenwich Mean Time on March 7th. Well, these last 2 days have been really quite exciting, particularly on the on Wall Street. Yesterday we saw a key day reversal, an upside key day reversal on the S&P 500, and today we've seen some follow through. That's with the S&P up 4.5 right here, or in here today. The Dow Jones is up nearly 40 points. And the Nasdaq is up about half of 1 point. But the S&P really being the one to watch here, it is really quite positive. I couldn't, with my hand in my heart, say that we've seen the actual low for this reaction. But what we can definitely say is that a low of near-term significance has certainly been put in, and we will with confidence be able to say that this was actually the low when we see the next reaction. And this is very similar to what we said back in May, when we see the next reaction. If that consolidates above yesterday's lows, that will be a good, a very, very good sign to us that we've actually seen the low for this reaction. I wouldn't be surprised to see some messing around and a little bit of right-hand extension, but given the very positive action that we've seen in a number of different markets here, I don't think it would be particularly surprising if this was the actual low for these reactions. Just looking, now that I've got that big point out of the way, let's look at some of these other markets. Asia, it was a pretty mixed day. The Nikkei was down nearly 80 points, or nearly half of 1%. It's at 16,764. The Hang Seng was down 139, and Australia had a fantastic day in here. Really good follow through on yesterday's upward dynamic, and both David and I put Australia in our interesting charts yesterday. It was up 53 points in here today, so very good follow through on yesterday's upward dynamic. And that point I made for the S&P bears straight through onto the ASX, because it is looking really quite strong. The A shares, which had been one of those, which had been the market that kicked off this whole reaction, were really quite strong in here today. And I think David was saying yesterday that they would have to hold above 3,000. Well, they pushed above 3,000 in here today. I think that's the level. I'm going to just pull the chart up so I'm not quoting you a bad price. But with China looking really quite positive, there was no follow through. It is 3,000. There was no follow through on that very big downward dynamic we saw last week, and it's really looking absolutely fine at the moment. That is a bit of a confidence builder, because a lot of people have been looking to these markets, or to the Chinese markets, with trepidation. So equity markets are starting to look a little bit better in here. Looking at some of the European markets, they had good moves in here yesterday, and I think I put up the Swiss market here today. Swiss market was up over 1%, so 102 points at 8,878. The Swedish market was also up over 1%. So these are starting to look a little bit better in here after that flush out of speculative trading that we saw last week. What would tell us that this is not actually the low would be if these markets started to push back and make new lows. That would be a rather bearish signal. But equity markets aren't just where the action is. There was also an upside key day reversal in gold yesterday, and you've had some follow through in here today. On the spot market, it's up nearly $5. It's at 651.40, and that's really quite positive. I purchased a little bit of gold, think because I thought that upward dynamic yesterday really was quite convincing. Silver is also up in here today. It's at 1312 right now. That's up 13.5 cents. Platinum had been quite a bit weaker earlier on in the session, but it's down at $3.3 right now. It's at 1195, and palladium is up only 80 cents on the day at 352.70. So precious metals starting to firm a bit in here, but I think the real showstoppers are the industrial metals. Copper is looking much more positive. It's up nearly $8 in here today. It's at 279.15. Nickel hit a new all-time high. It's up 1600 as I speak, but it's currently sitting at 42,000. The high was at 42,350. And this is really showing us that these industrial metals, particularly tin and nickel, copper to a lesser extent, they didn't come off very much in this massive purging of speculative interest that we saw. So that really tells us that there wasn't an awful lot of speculative buying in there in the first place. What's driving this up are pure fundamentals, and people have to have these things. So I think these uptrends are still very much intact. It's not just the industrial metals. Some of the soft commodities are also doing well in here. Soybeans is up 9, it's at 256 right now. And cocoa had a very good day today. It's up 344.10. Sorry, it's not up. The price is 344.10. It's up 60 cents, but still looking very positive. So the grains are looking much better. Cotton is also looking better. Cocoa. So we are seeing certainly the grains and or the soft commodities and the industrial metals are doing better. Precious metals are doing better. Commodities are certainly leading here. Stock markets are doing well. The bond markets, not much to talk about. The treasuries are pretty much flat on the day. Gilts are flat, and so are the euro bonds. And in currencies, again, really not very much to talk about. Euros up 28 points at 131.56. The yen is a little bit stronger, but only marginally. It's at 116.41. That's 19 down 19 points. So we've definitely seen a calming yesterday and a continuation of that calming today, and roll on tomorrow, because I think that we are in for some very interesting trading over the next couple of weeks. But that's it for me. I apologize if the audio quality isn't what you would be used to. But excuse me, I'm recording from home, and I'm afraid that the microphone that I ordered before I left hadn't arrived yet, and I'm still waiting for that to arrive. But as soon as I have that, I hope that the audio quality will improve markedly. But thank you very much for your time.